I don't know what you're all doing this weekend, but if you live in the Kent area or the London area, there's two things you could do. Now, Mrs. Kent has organised both these events. She's been very busy doing this quite a while now.
Yes, she's been very busy organising her patriotic picnic and her protest outside Downing Street, even though the Prime Minister's not there. But go on.
It'd be a traditional picnic with music, mainly from English artists. This is being held at Moat Park near Maidstone, and it actually starts at 12 p.m. So if you can make that, please go. There's going to be a lot of people there.
English artists, yeah, Elton John's going to pop down, the Spice Girls are going to be there, lots of people are going to be there too. Let's have a look, shall we?
Got some patriotic picnickers that have turned up now. Say hello, guys!
Three.
Lovely flag!
Three people.
There you go! These guys over here, hello!
Seven people.
This is us.
Twelve.
Set up ready. These guys
21
over
people.
here.
24 people.
And the rest. Love the big flag.
The Sugar Babes are there. Yes, the Sugar Babes played to a crowd of 24 proud patriots at the patriotic picnic in Kent. 24 people!
Make that go, but there's going to be a lot of people going to both of these events.
Yeah, there was 24 at the first one.
Please go there and behave yourselves if you're going to do this, because she doesn't know at all from any of you, and we don't expect any because we're all grown, mature people.
She don't expect, no, not for anyone, don't expect her to. What are you talking about?
Yeah, forget to take your scones and all that to the picnic, and don't forget to turn up with all your flags when you go down the street. Anyway.
Yeah, don't forget your scones for the big picnic. Make sure you take more than 24 scones, you know, to your British picnic, and also take your flags down to Downing Street. The only thing that makes sense is the AI-generated poster for this event actually reflected the truth. There was about one person there, wasn't there? I mean, even ChatGPT knew that was going to be a flop. Have you not woken up yet?
You know, that I've just got off the phone to Kent Police, and they're happy about tomorrow. As long as it's peaceful.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they were, because it's just a picnic, isn't it? Oh, hello. Yeah, is that the police? Yeah, I'm having a picnic for 24 people. Is that all right? Yeah, stop wasting police time.
Oh, darlings. Isn't this cute? Mrs. Kent's got her picnic basket.
Yeah, with enough room for sandwiches for about four people. That should about cover it.
So it was the day before Mrs. Kent's patriotic picnic, and all the patriots are packing their picnic baskets.
Yeah, all six of them put a meal deal in a bag.
It's looking very patriotic.
Told
you. Over
here. There's the sandwich bag.
If you have any trouble, just give me a message. I'll try my best to see them all. Remember, this is peaceful. This is not a protest. This is literally a family picnic in a park. It's all about building human connection, celebrating being English.
She does know she's wearing a union flag on her head. It's about being English. That's the flag of the UK above your head, love.
Hello. Have a good day.
Yeah, I think there was 0% chance of any trouble at that event kicking off. No one's there. You can tell from the face at the end how awkward that is. And it's really funny. There were no posts after that. There were no updates from the scores and scores and hundreds of people that turned up waving flags. It was 24 people in a park. What a flop. Goodbye.